boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Now I think I know the feeling of when our parents were so proud of us and how we behaved at the grocery store. Like, we didn't throw that toddler tantrum. Not once in any of the aisles, especially at the checkout when they've got all of the candy.
Oh, or the toy aisle.
Uh-huh. I know that feeling, parents. Because neighbor man did so well with the electricians yesterday. I'm proud of my boy.
He was a good boy?
He was a good boy. He's going to get himself a toy or a treat tonight.
Okay, then.
He was telling me, he was so proud of himself too, how well he was with the electricians. So they were there. They got there around like 8:30 yesterday, and they were there till 7:33 last night when I got home.
Holy cow.
An entire day of adding.
They were probably bros by the end of the day. That's like 12 hours of time spent together.
And they still have more work. They'll be back next Monday.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, it takes a long time to put wires in the walls to add outlets in each room.
I believe that.
But he was telling me that he was behaving himself really well. So, of course, you know, when they add an outlet into the wall, they've got to drill a hole.
Mm.
And that makes dust, adds dirt and debris everywhere. And neighbor man's right behind him, vacuuming up the debris, asking them if they needed water.
Nice.
If they needed something to drink, if they wanted something to eat. And then at the end of the day, the guys were like, dude, this was like one of the best houses that we've ever worked at. We had a blast here. You were so nice.
Oh.
Nobody's ever, you know, helped us up, clean up after or offered us anything. You were hands down the best house that we've ever worked at in our history of being an electrician.
Dang. Okay. That's great. However, the bar is now set when they come back.
I know.
Because you know all those guys probably are like fighting for that shift when
I know.
It pops up. If you have that reputation, you better make brownies or something.
I know. We got to bring beer. We've got to have brownies. We've got to have food, snacks. He wants to offer them gift cards next time. I don't know if they can take it, but we're going to do it anyways.
Wow.
For all their hard work. We're going to be that house.
You know, I won't be surprised if it starts being longer and longer of a process so that they can keep coming back and hanging out. They're going to be like, sorry, we'll be back next Monday to finish things up. Because they're going to like you too much.
You're right. They were only supposed to add two more outlets next Monday, but yet they're still there until 9 o'clock. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
You have an outlet at every inch at that point, I'm sure. It's always a tough day when you wake up in the morning and your man rolls over and says, babe, I'm feeling sick. If you...
I had to be dramatic here.
If you or a loved one has had to deal with a sick man this week, I see you, I am you, I feel you.
Sarah McLachlan is thinking of you.
There is no sight like getting ready to leave for work and you look and your man's curled up in the bed like a sick Victorian child.
That's what they think they are. They're really not that bad. Come on now.
Oh, man. I mean, there is nothing sadder than that look. He's curled up, the blankies over his head. Oh, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to go. I'm like, all right. Here's the thing. I don't put up a fight. I don't know. You don't have to tell me. You don't need my permission to stay home sick. If you're sick, you stay home sick. But it's almost like he wants me to say, you can and you should. And oh my gosh, do you need medicine? I'm like, lay there and be sick then. I don't know what to tell you.
And all it is a running nose.
Literally. Like, that's fine. You have a sick day. I'm so sorry. You got to tell them that you're sorry a million times because that's all they really want. I'm so sorry you feel sick.
Sometimes we should like really play it up.
I'm like, oh my gosh, should I call the doctor? You know what I mean?
We'll bring the hospital to you.
I like that. Oh, that's
good.
Remember
back in the day, they would bring the doctor to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think tonight, you bring balloons. Like
get well soon. Oh, my God.
You bring a will home.
Wow. Like, I think we really should consider this.
You bring the get well balloons, a card, and then a will.
Well, those two things kind of cancel each other out. Get well soon, but also...
No, and then scratch out the well. Get well soon. Just
get your will done soon. Yeah.
And make sure you write then and there that you get the cats.
Absolutely.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have a feeling your answer to this question is going to disappoint me. Are you caught up on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
And the answer to that will, in fact, disappoint you because I am not
caught
up. I know I suck. I will.
I need you to do it.
I know, because I'm so obsessed with the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I don't even know why. I've just been currently obsessed with Gilmore Girls.
Okay, well, I need you to pencil in some time. It's only a couple episodes. I need you to get caught up on the latest season that just came out. Obviously, lots going on with the Mormon Wives.
You're telling me.
With that, we have had word that they are currently filming, but that has been paused. So season, four, I think, is what just recently came out on Hulu. And they have been allegedly currently still filming for season 5. We now have heard that that has been put on pause with everything that's going on with The Bachelorette and all the things, all the sides going down. However, there is a source, apparently a credited source, that has told People that there's a spinoff coming. A Secret Lives of Mormon Wives spinoff for the West Coast. Okay? Now, again, this is a source telling them that Hulu or Secret Lives have not commented yet.
Are we going to give up on, like, Jesse, Taylor,
I don't
Whitney?
Know.
Why am I blinking on everybody else?
Well, I'll tell you, one current member is supposedly going to be appearing in this spinoff, and that is Jen Affleck.
The one I really don't care about.
Well, and no after offense. This season, the current season that's on Hulu, people are like, really? That's who you had to pick out of all of them? She's kind of like down in the dumps right now. So it's interesting timing with everything that's going on. Are they going to abandon the original group because of everything that's gone on and how it's kind of just blown up and now move to this spinoff series? I don't know. Or will more of them jump ship to the spinoff series alongside Jen, move out to, apparently it's going to be happening in Orange County, and join in with these new Mormon Wife cast members? I don't know. That's the information I have. So I need you to get caught up so we can talk the tea.
I'll try.
It's like talking to a Walmart. I want to talk about all the tea.
Sorry.
Catch up, please.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We did something to our windows and our doors last night that made us very responsible pet parents.
Can you explain to the kids in the room, aka me? I don't know what you're talking about. What am I not doing that I'm supposed to be doing?
We put a little sticker on our windows and our doors on each side of the house that lets like fire department or police know in case of an emergency how many pets are in the house if it caught on fire.
Is this common knowledge? Because you just blew my freaking mind.
Really?
I've never heard of that. I completely understand it.
Okay, so we kind of felt like this was something we really should doing. We should be. I feel like everybody probably should do this, especially if you've got one pet, 20,000 pets. We've got six. We've got two dogs, four cats, and we were like, we really should be doing this. This is like something that it would mean a lot to us, especially if something bad, our house ever were to catch on fire.
Yeah,
we would love if they were able to save all of our pets. So we bought them. You can buy them probably anywhere. We got them on Amazon, but it's a sticker that you could put on your windows, and we put them on some of our windows and on our doors, but it's on every side of the house, and it says that we have two dogs and four cats, and in case of an emergency, please try to save all of them if you can.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is. It just says how many dogs, and then you can fill in the box, and we wrote two, and then how many cats, and we wrote four, and it's on each side of the house.
Dang. I mean, kind of dark, low-key, but because nobody wants to think about that.
No.
But it is, like, really important because, you know, in those emergencies, maybe that's not something that's at top of mind, that if somebody came and asked you how many pets are inside, you're like, ah, there's so much going on. Shoot. Am I a bad pet parent? I didn't even know this was a thing.
No, I'll send you a link, girl. You need it.
Okay. Makes me feel a little better.
I really wish I could put more. I know they don't have time to read it because, you know me, I'd love to give you more information. Like, I'd love to say Fat Mochi was most likely near the food. Please see food on the counter.
I thought you were going to say pick my favorite first.
Oh, well, I
know you have one. You can't even lie.
Well, everybody knows Zaw's my favorite. Please save Zaw in the kennel, which is in the dining room. And if you don't save him, I won't be crying.
You're going to need a bigger sticker, I think. I got called out and humiliated on TikTok Live last night. And honestly, I'm going to put a little bit of the blame on you, Destiny.
What the heck did I do?
You.
I was not live.
No, you were not. But you sent me on a wild goose hunt or goose chase, whatever it is. Goose hunt?
It's goose chase. Goose chase. I don't think it's a hunt.
You sent a plethora of SOS. Oh my God. Need your help. I thought something was actually wrong, but it was.
Okay. If I ever send SOS, need your help, has it ever actually been need your help?
No.
I literally am the wolf who cried help.
The boy who cried wolf.
That's what you never get
help. You said
I never get it right.
An SOS because one of our favorite protein bars, the Built Puff protein bars.
I love those things.
They always, not always, they often come out with like kind of unique seasonal flavors. They are impossible to get your hands on. Mm-hmm. If you don't order immediately, you're probably not going to get the chance to try them.
Literally just missed out on like what? A
strawberry shortcake.
Oh. We're still not over that one. Whoa. That one hurt.
I'm still upset. You send me, though, a screenshot that they announced a birthday cake flavor.
If you know anything about those girls in the afternoon, you know we love anything birthday cake.
One of my favorite, like, all-time flavors. So you send me that, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm on it, queen. I get on TikTok because I have seen that they have a TikTok shop, okay? And I search it up. I find them. It happens to be some girl on live talking about this new flavor release, but she has the little orange cart that's like the link to shop. And I'm like, down. I don't care how much it is. I'm going to order for me and my friend Destiny. All right. So I go through and the live is playing in the background as I'm Apple Paying and all the things. And then I hear, thanks for your order, Taylor. I'm like, now hang on. She just put me on blast through the whole live. I didn't have the chance to look how many people were in that live because I got scared and I got out. Hopped out, and then I was humiliated, and then I texted you, oh my God, they just called me out in the group for ordering. I can't. It's so embarrassing.
Does it say, like, okay, you know when people comment and they're like, Destiny on air, like, wrote heart,
yeah,
you know, eggplant emoji.
Weird. Okay.
Did it say Taylor bought?
I don't know, because I got out so fast because I was scared.
Are you going to start getting new followers and things like that? Are people going to?
You know what? I actually have not even checked what the aftermath has been.
Girl, don't get on.
Do you think fellow Built Bar birthday cake enthusiasts? Maybe I'll make new friends. Maybe I should do this more often.
You were just humiliated 2 seconds ago.
Now it's kind of cute.
KZIA. KZIA HD1. Cedar Rapids. Iowa City. It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's so nice going outside and being like, oh, I'm not freezing. I'm not too hot. We stepped outside earlier and I'm like, dang, it's nice out here. And it's extra nice because things are starting to get a little green.
I know.
We're going to have less dead things outside. That's exciting.
That needs to be on a shirt. Less dead things outside.
Somebody make it happen, please.
No, it's funny you say that because I also agree. Less dead things are outside. I'm starting to notice it in my backyard specifically. If you remember, last year around this time is when we moved into our new home in April. And that is when we discovered pretty much 90, if not 95% of our entire backyard is flowers. The guy who lived in our house before us, I don't think he wanted to mow. If I'm going to be quite honest with you, I don't think he did. He just wanted his entire backyard to be flowers. And when we moved in, I remember telling you that literally every neighbor of ours harassed us saying, don't get rid of the flowers. Don't get rid of the flowers. Please don't do anything with the flowers. Like, don't mow over them. Mm-hmm. Well, it was too late. Somebody, they... the people who had was trying to sell the home, like the realtors or whatever, had already had paid for people to mow the lawn. And so they had already mowed over the flowers like once, twice, if not three times. So the flowers were doomed before we had moved in.
Okay.
We have not mowed yet. And we're not going to mow. We want to see what's going to happen with the flowers this year. We want to see what kind of flowers we're going to get. And then I know Neighbor Man wants to pull them up. And then we're going to relocate them properly around the house.
Oh.
So I'm excited. I don't know what kind of flowers we're going to get. I'm hoping tulips.
Okay.
What?
What a random thing.
Actually, my favorite flower is a hydrangea, but I know that's not back there.
Interesting. Now, I'm stupid, all right? Last year was the first year I ever took care of plants.
Oh, she's like, I thought you were going to say last year was the first year I ever saw a flower. It's like, that's it.
Kind of. Are they going to come back if they got mowed over?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited
to find
out. I
can see that something's, they're starting. It's just, I haven't seen any blooms yet.
Well, please report back.
I will.
And then you're going to dig them up and move them? You're going to be so dirty this spring. Sounds like something
honey,
you're not.
I'm not doing it. That's all Neighbor Man. And if he asks me, I'm sick.
Got it.
It's all Noted. Neighbor Man.
Good for him. I can't wait to hear his point of view from this.
Girl, I hit the sweet spot for Neighbor Man in the car the other day.
Is this something that needs to be shared with the class? I have to be the screener here.
Did you say screamer or screener? Which
Both.
One?
I scream no. No, no, stop. Please, God, no. I also must screen the things you choose to say.
Okay, get your head out of the gutter, you nasty.
You're playing pony, for God's sake.
It is not filthy, I promise. I just wanted to be filthy to get your attention.
Go sometimes, on.
Sometimes I think you've got like crickets over there in your brain.
I do.
24/7. No, I did hit the sweet spot for him, but it's not filthy whatsoever. We were in the car going to Dubuque, and if he can have it his way, he's going to take shoddy of the aux cord.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to have his music because we don't agree with the music. If I have it my way, we're listening to Z102.9 the entire ride there.
Mm-hmm.
I like Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, things like that. He listens to, I actually have no idea.
I know. And I wish you give me no context. I have no idea what this man's music taste is because you don't know at all.
I don't. Who did I tell you like the other week that I found out he liked? I can't remember.
Oh.
Shoot. It was somebody.
Yeah, it was random, like DMX or something.
It was something. He listens to, he's going to get offended that I say it, but I would say like party, like dubstep kind of music. And then he'd be offended and say, that's not my type of music. Mm. But that's the best way I would describe it. Lately, a lot of artists or types of music that's being sent his way is AI. Sadly, like that's the type of music that it's been sent his way now when he looks up music and new artists, new songs. But that's the type of things that he listens to. Anyways, we're on the ride and I'm listening to some of the songs that he's listening to. And finally, I find one that I actually really liked. And I said, hey, turn this up. I'm vibing with this.
Mm.
And let me tell you, this man, I've never seen him so excited in his entire life. He looked at me and he goes, wait, I can turn this up? And I go, yeah, I like this song. So he turns this up.
Mm.
And then he's like, honey, roll up my sleeve. Now, I thought he was getting hot. No. He got goosebumps. He goes, honey, you ever just get goosebumps from music? And I'm like, well, yeah, but not like that. He goes, it's doing something to me. My music does something to me sometimes, but I have to have it really loud, and you're letting me have it really loud.
Okay, so he got goosebumps from you letting him turn it up, or he got goosebumps from the music, or both?
For both.
Wow.
I hit the sweet spot. I think it was one, finally me finally enjoying his music and him, me turning it up and him finally getting to enjoy it. He says his music needs to be loud.
Perhaps this is the song you walk down the aisle to.
No,
may I suggest?
No.
Go home and tell him that that is, and then see what kind of goosebumps he gets after that. Please report
back. I fear
back.
His pants will be down.
Ew. Oh, no. I need your help brainstorming my window art theme for Downtown Dogs Social Club. They're letting me decorate the window because that's a random dream job that I have. So obviously, maybe something to do with dogs. Downtown Dogs Social Club is about to be celebrating their first birthday at that location. I need a brainstorming session with you, Destiny, with the listeners. So chime in with your ideas on the text line at 319-200-1029 or on the Z102.9 Facebook page right now.
I've got two ideas that I thought of. I feel like sometimes I have my best ideas in the car. So these were two ideas I had last night on the drive home.
I'm ready to listen.
So hopefully they're not too dumb.
Okay.
Idea number one was things that come to our mind when we think of our dogs that are our best friends, or the love of our lives.
Man's best friend.
A man's best friend. So those are some words that you could use when you draw, okay? Or paint, I should say. So first off, best friend. Do you draw? I think of back in school, you would go to like the, was it like the Scholastic Fair in the library or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
You would get the best friend necklace with you and your friend, and there would be that broken heart, and you would get the heart, and then your friend would get the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could do that somehow with a dog. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I always call, if you don't know, I call my little dog Zaw my hero,
because
I always say he's saving me from sadness.
Fair.
I don't know. What do you call? I mean, what do you think of when you think of your best friend, your little dog?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You said man's best friend. We said hero. I don't know. What else do you think about when you think of dog? We could ask listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way.
Snuggles.
Snuggles. You think of car rides. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Going for a walk.
You think treats. Things, I don't know. Things like that.
Oh, yeah. Or those words that, I mean, those are all words that, I hope your dog's not listening, by the way, because they're probably really excited for no reason now.
Exactly.
So do I just spell out all of their favorite words?
Exactly.
W-A-L-K. Can the dogs read it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
I don't.
That's a good idea.
Things that come to your mind when you think of your dog. That was just kind of an idea that I had.
Okay.
And then social club is something that's really sticking out to me, because when I think of social club, I don't know why I'm thinking of alcohol.
Yes.
Obviously, dogs can't drink.
No, but sometimes they do yappy hours there.
Yes. So then I was thinking, can we incorporate somehow dogs in our favorite drinks?
Enjoying a beverage, like a Barkerita.
White Claw. And I don't know what that is.
Mm.
That's where I stopped.
A White Paw.
A White Paw.
I love a pun. Can I also make that clear if your idea has a pun in it? I'm liking this, though.
I don't. Something with Guinness. I don't know what that is.
Ooh.
I only know alcohol.
I think there might be something there.
I just thought
yappy hour.
Yeah. I just
barks and booze.
I just imagined a dog sitting at a bar.
Oh, wow.
And they had like, you know, sometimes when you imagine like an old fashioned drink and it sometimes has like little bubbles from it.
Uh-huh.
I just imagined that. I don't know. That's what I saw. But I can't draw, so.
You're right. But you are going to sign your name and take credit for it.
Well, yes, so. I am.
That's fine.
Hand me a squirt bottle because I got to teach neighbor man a lesson. He cannot seem to learn to shut the shower curtain. And man, does that drive me nuts.
Mm. Go on. I'm listening.
The amount of times I have told this man to shut the shower curtain. When you are done using the shower curtain. Well, if I had a dollar for every time I said that, I'd be a freaking rich millionaire. I'd be richer than Jeff Bezos.
Wow.
That's Amazon, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd be richer than him.
I have a shared experience with this. However, I don't have to share a bathroom with my boyfriend, Curly.
I literally hate you.
I know. And I often think about how lucky I am. We both have separate bathrooms, so we don't have to share a toilet. We don't have to share a shower, and it's really great. But I had told him before, because he does the same thing. Now, I don't know if this is a universal man thing. Somebody let us know, because why? I should actually, you know what I should do? His brother lives with us, too.
Go into his?
He has his own he has a bathroom downstairs. I stay out of that. It's none of my business. But maybe I could peek in there. Because do all guys do this? I'm not sure. But I have told him before. I'm like, dude, you got to close the curtain, because otherwise you're just getting like mold build up in there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That shower curtain liner thing. At some point, they all start to get a little nasty over time.
Yeah.
But if they're all crumpled up and shoved to the end, that's a mold breeding ground. Knock it off. And also, nobody wants to see your hair's at the bottom of the shower drain.
I didn't even think about the mold. I was just more for the aesthetic. I don't want to see my razor in there.
Right.
I don't want to see this. You know,
I didn't even think about
that. Loofahs and the soaps that I have a ridiculous amount of that no one needs to know about, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about the mold infestation, you know, buildup that could happen with the shower curtain, you know? It was just more of the aesthetic for me.
Yeah. Okay, so with that, maybe you start putting something embarrassing in the shower. Like, get him an embarrassing shampoo.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That is like fungus treatment. And then he's going to be like, I don't want anybody to see that.
No, I was thinking we put embarrassing photos in there from his childhood or something.
Oh. I would rather not shower next to that personally, but you do you.
I'm talking like
a little strange.
We get photos from like, I don't know, like high school, like when he had acne or
something.
Yeah,
the awkward phase.
Yeah.
He might just stop showering altogether then.
You know, I have a question for you now that we have been doing Unplugged with those girls in the afternoon for, I think it's been about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If not really close to those 2 weeks. Have you noticed that you are starting to use your phone less and less?
Yes. In general, yeah. Like when I'm sitting at home, even if am I trading a screen for a screen sometimes? Maybe, but I'm like actually paying attention to what's on TV instead of watching TV and scrolling on my phone. Or when I'm like with people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm just sitting with my boyfriend, I'm like, we're literally having a conversation right now. Do I need to be looking at my phone? No, I do not. I feel like I'm slowly like weaning off of it in moments that I'm like, I'm not even looking at my phone. I'm just scrolling literally to scroll.
It was today that I really had like an eye awakening moment. Every morning I will catch myself 2-3, if not 4 times having this like anxiety where I have this need that I have got to check my email. And I'm not even clocked in for the day, but I have got to check my email. I need to be informed. I need to know what's going on. Guess what I didn't do today? I did not check my email. And I thought about it. I was like, oh, I should check my email. And I'm like, no, you're not on the clock. You do not need to check your email. You should stay unplugged. Stay off of your phone. You literally have other things to do. Eat your breakfast.
It's going to be there when you get to work.
Exactly. So I didn't do it. And you know what? My anxiety, way down.
That
is so much better.
Is the best part about Unplug with those girls in the afternoon. It can be as simple as you want to spend more time doing a hobby, or it could be that you want to be in a better mood. You want to stress less. You don't want to read sad, depressing things or feel bad about your own life scrolling and comparing to other people's.
Yeah. So we have Unplugged with those girls in the afternoon. We're trying to get off of our phones more. And we created this chart. So every hour that you were spending off of your phone, whether that's doom scrolling, checking your emails, things like that, you can fill in a circled Z. That's what we're doing this month. Next month is going to be something different. But every hour that you spend off of your phone, you get to fill in that circle Z. You could get the chart right now. It's not too late. We still got several more days.
There's like a full week of March left.
100%. For you to fill in those circles, you can get the chart right now, KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. But if you want to get the next month's chart early, you could do so with Zmail.
Yeah, you can subscribe to the Zmail newsletter now at KZIA.com, or like Destiny said, find the chart for this month now at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The craziest thing is happening at a coffee shop in Minnesota. It's called Little Joy Coffee Shop. And they've been posting that they gave away the recipe to their best-selling drink. Just for free.
Why would you do that?
My first thoughts exactly. Like, you think top secret recipe, right? That's your best seller.
That's like McDonald's giving away the recipe to Big Mac.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Well, in this case, it's not a Big Mac. It's a raspberry Danish latte, which immediately I'm in. Okay, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, that sounds fire.
They put out the recipe, like down to the measurements, down to the homemade syrup, the homemade cold foam, and how much to put in each serving. And they have said every coffee shop in the world should put this on their menu. It does great here in Minnesota. Your people are going to love it. Now, 234 coffee shops across 24 countries are serving their recipe. So they made a map. Like when you go to download, because they don't put it in like the caption of their video or anything. You have to go and download their recipe, which I did earlier just to see what was in it because I'm curious and I'm nosy. They have a map. So you can put on there, like as you're downloading it, I'm a business and I'm going to be offering this at my shop. There's now a map that you can see all of the different coffee shops that are going to be offering this raspberry Danish latte. Now, this is where I start to see the internet doing what the internet does. At first, we're like, this is stupid. Why are you giving away your secret recipe? And suddenly, I'm looking on the map, zooming into Iowa. Where can I get this? Hello? I want the raspberry Danish latte. I want to be part of the fun. There's only one spot in Iowa, and it is up in Waterloo. Okay.
That's a drive.
It'd be a bit of a drive. Yeah. So this is my plea. Somebody out there in the corridor, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, I don't care where you are.
I'll drive to Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, North Liberty. I got you.
In the immediate area, somebody's got to get this raspberry Danish latte on your menu. Be part of the fun. And selfishly, I want to try it. It sounds really good.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, North Liberty.
It's Little Joy Coffee Shop. You just have to literally Google that and then you can get the recipe. And then please send us a text if you're going to carry this because I volunteer to be your first customer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'll volunteer to make it. I was like, Taylor, you cannot.
I'll volunteer to make it if somebody who's a real barista helps me. I'll be your assistant and then your official taste tester.
All she's going to do is put the raspberry on top. She going to do nothing else. She can't
I'm
do nothing.
Really good at just dumping cold foam on top.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I have not been getting mail forever. It has been going an ongoing battle since before Christmas.
What a weird battle to be in, by the way.
You should just get
your daily download of what's blowing up online
on
with those girls
it.
In the
on
afternoon.
The
what's trending?
It's One trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Other pieces. I've given up.
Well, you got to the point that you were tracking it.
I still am.
Yeah.
But I was sitting out doing some projects, enjoying the 80-degree weather on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And that's when I saw the mail woman. Now, I like this girl because she actually delivers our mail. It's any other person that doesn't deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I saw her walking past our house, I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, I like you. Oh. You deliver our mail. It's the guy, I don't like him. She goes, it's funny. We do have some complaints about him in our department.
Oh, snap.
I go, well, what do I got to do to be guaranteed that you'll start delivering my mail? I said, I'll do anything. You want money? That sounds like a drug deal now that I think.
Yeah.
Now that I say it out loud, I'm like, wait a minute, this sounds like a drug deal. I was like, I'll do anything. Like, I'm so desperate to get my mail. It's been months. This is before Christmas. Even before that, I said, I will give you money. I'll give you snacks. You want water? You want drinks? I'll give you anything. She's like, well, you know, you are considered a VIP if you give us snacks. I said, say no more. What do you want?
I say I freaking told you so?
Why?
I told you. I remember specifically when this all started happening that you felt like your house was getting skipped because it was out of the way. I said, you need to be one of those people that has a snack cart.
I will be.
Have a snack cart.
I have to be.
Bonus, if you get a little mini fridge and you give them cold beverages, especially leading into the hot season, mm-hmm. the hot Iowa summer, mm-hmm. I'm sure they would love an ice cold Coca-Cola or a bottle of water or an Alani or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you want to be VIP, then you got to start, you know.
I love the words VIP. Back. Doesn't matter where I'm at or what I'm doing. The words VIP, love it.
I could have told. I did tell you this.
I know you're right. You just love to tell me I told you so.
I think I told you to put a lasagna in your mailbox.
Why?
See if they come back.
Family of 10 lasagna.
Wouldn't you come back if you got free lasagna in the mailbox?
Even if it's just me, that's lasagna for a week. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, baby.
Get to baking, please.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We've put a lot of thought and planning into our April Fool's Day prank. And now here we are almost a week out. And there's still some things that we need to get ironed out. Because the goal is to get on every radio station inside this building. Outside of Z102.9, we have 1600 ESPN, which is sports. We have an inn over there with Spencer, because he's often a guest on our show. And he's got us decently prepped, you know, working on a NCAA bracket. And we're going to be fine over there. It's going to be a mess, but we're going to be fine. Then we have X107.5, which is our alternative station. We kind of told Chris Jackson that we'd like to get a complaint on his station. Because anytime that he's appeared on this show over the last 3 years, almost every time he gets a complaint about something he says.
Whether that's an email that gets sent to our boss from somebody listening, or that's a phone call from somebody listening, or on the text line, it happens every single time because he says something.
Yeah, so it's kind of like now, okay, if we're going to, you know, go over there, make an appearance on his show, we should return the favor and get him a complaint on his show. But what do we do? How do we do that?
What do we say? What do we do?
I don't know. You mentioned yesterday that you could sing, which is offensive in itself.
It is. It is
to anybody's ears.
That really is offensive, yes. I definitely think within 30 seconds we will get a call.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would be annoyed. With that,
we even forewarned our CEO there's a fat chance that will go even to the CEO level.
Oh, yeah. But I think she understands. It's returning the favor. I don't want to be mean or do mm-hmm. anything real terrible. We could also do perhaps like a dramatic reading, I was kind of thinking.
Of what?
Like if you don't want to full-on sing. No, I don't keep a diary. I know you do, loser. I'll read pages out of your diary.
Whoa. You skipped over the fact calling me a loser.
Yeah.
But I meant like I still have my middle school diary.
Yeah, so we could do a dramatic reading of that about you and talking about your changing body and how a boy didn't like you or something. Could do that.
I was thinking was my entry last night.
Yeah, I know. We'll leave it up to the audience over there to decide, was it when she was 12 or when she was 31?
We should.
They'll hate that game.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the
time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Today is National Puppy Day. So, of course, tonight's trivia question has to do with dogs.
Yay! I wish I was petting a dog right now.
Me too. I should have brought him. I was going to bring my dog. I should have brought him. I wasn't thinking straight.
Shoot.
Well, happy National Puppy Day. Tonight's trivia question. The first Olympic mascot was named Waldy. What type of dog was he?
How fun. Yeah. Dogs deserve to live forever. I always be saying that.
What? Dogs should live forever?
Yeah.
You know what's a sad saying?
Oh, no. Are we going to get sad?
We are. Is that dogs know us their entire lives. Mm. And we like they're only like part of our lives.
Oh, they're the biggest part of my life.
You know,
ever. pets are.
Ugh. And that's so sad. That
just love them.
They know us our entire life. Their entire life.
Yeah.
Isn't that so
sad?
That's
why it's so special.
I know.
Ugh, I just love them.
Now I'm going to cry.
Okay. Well, don't
Let's
do that.
Get through this question.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Happy National Puppy Day. The Olympic mascot was named Waldy. What type of dog was he?
Waldy. That's a fun name.
I know.
I like that. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
We were so excited. Just honest, we were actually talking about dogs on the phone.
We did get the offer to pet a dog.
She's like, it's time to talk about the guesses. And I'm like, Whoa. Oh my goodness, we were talking about dogs on the phone. I'm not ready.
Oops.
We're talking about dogs because it is National Puppy Day. And in honor of that, we're talking about dogs with tonight's trivia question. The first Olympic mascot was named Waldy. What type of dog was he?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said an American foxhound.
I don't know if I know what that is. Are you looking that up?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. I got to Google. You totally would. They
really?
Are like a classic looking dog.
What's the kind of dog that you want?
A Sheltie?
Yeah. I like those.
Not like that. This kind of looks like... Well, I don't know. A very generic looking dog. White with like brown, mm-hmm. some black.
No, just shut up.
They're cute. I don't know what to explain. Kind of like a beagle, I would say. Sort of. Looks kind of like a beagle.
Don't teach.
I don't know.
That was your teaching dog class by Taylor.
I tried.
3821 said golden retriever. Explain a golden retriever to us.
Gold.
Long hair.
Classic.
Classic. That's an American dog, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a dog that I feel like I see in every like classic movie, classic TV show.
Yeah. But if it's Olympic, it needs to be worldwide.
It does.
I suppose. Right. 9944 said a beagle. Cool. Another classic looking dog.
I was waiting for you to describe that one too.
Like the first one.
Today is National Puppy Day. In honor of that, the question is, the first Olympic mascot was named Waldy. What type of dog was he?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Happy National Puppy Day. Tonight's trivia question. The first Olympic mascot was named Waldy. What type of dog was he?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Well, you knew I was going to do this trivia question because he was a dachshund.
A weenie.
It was a weenie.
Aww.
And you know, selfishly, I only care about weenies.
Oh, my God.
I'm obsessed with weenies. No, this was in 1972. What happened? Where's our weenie at?
I guess I'd never thought of the Olympics having a mascot.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
because the Olympics is like general, right? It's the whole world. And then every country is its own like representation. You would think that each country has a mascot, but we don't.
And we should. Can you, wouldn't that be cool? Like when each country takes over, you're excited to see, you know, Waldy. Like this year, we're going to get to see Waldy again, you know?
Or,
and then it comes over to America, and then we've got Bobby.
What's Bobby?
The eagle. I figured we'd have an eagle, wouldn't we? I don't know.
Sure. Probably. I mean,
what
probably.
Would we have? What are we known for? Beer. We'd have a beer can.
Right. I'm just letting you work all these ideas out. Get all the bad ones out first.
They're always bad, and there's only like one that's ever actually good.
I don't think we're going to get there today.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.